Hi, this is Gavin from FE News. I'm here at the AOC 2019 Annual Conference. I think this must be my 15th Association of Colleges Annual Conference. So join me as I chat with the main speakers from the stage, some interesting people from the breakouts, and some interesting people in the audience around the latest news and views from AOC 2019. So this is Gavin from FE News. I'm here at the AOC Annual Conference 2019. I'm here with Martin Doyle.
Hello, nice to be with you, Gavin. This is Martin Doyle, Professor of Further Education Skills at UCL, but also latterly the Interim Chair of West Kent and Ashford College.
Martin, can we talk about a session that you did earlier? So the title was really interesting. It's particularly around administration and how to avoid it.
Yeah, we have, on the basis of the experience we had, my colleague Andrew Baird and myself, as the Interim Chairs of Hadlow College, and then myself at West Kent and Ashford College, which went into education administration in September, being the first two colleges to actually be brought into the regime around educational insolvency.
And what tips or advice could you share with the sector to think of solutions rather than headlines and sort of drama, that how we can sort of, from the experience, how can we avoid this in the future?
Yeah, I think that the section broke down to a few things. I think we had to alert governors to what education administration meant for them, and then you could bridge to how you might avoid it. And if you're talking about the ways in which you might avoid it, we talked about some of the particular things you need to do. One of the things was my colleague Andrew talked about was triangulation, and we both agreed around this, is if you're the chair of a board, and you are a board, you receive most of the information about the health or otherwise the college and the operation of the college through the principal, and on often from the finance director. That's right, proper, and understandable. But you need to triangulate that information with another source or series of sources to ensure you're getting a balanced picture of how the college is performing. Now, in the normal course of events, all is well, and you should not necessarily go through your life thinking everything's going to fall apart. But if you don't have that triangulation in place, then you are reasonably vulnerable to when things are going wrong, actually not knowing the extent of those difficulties, those problems, and then having a very sudden awakening and be approaching administration in a surprised way, which is not a good place to be. So it's things like having conversations with second and third tier managers within the college, direct conversations. Now that can, in some people will feel that's quite threatening towards the chief executive and the finance director, cutting them out of the loop, and you're doing the executive's job. I don't mean to undermine the leadership as you're a chair or a board, but you must have your independent sources of information, and also give people the trust and space, if they have a problem or difficulty, to come to you and raise those issues as whistleblowers and or just as somebody who's concerned about what's going on, to get a feel for how the college is really operating. How you use that information, I mean, these are good sense of judgment, and you don't just run down the line. So that's one of the tips. The other tips, a couple of tips I came up as well, trying to avoid this, would be, there's a practice which is fairly common in the commercial field, which actually is to have your finance director be required to take at least 2 weeks' leave every year when they're not in direct contact with the college. Now, a good finance director should have no concerns about that. They should have set up systems, and the staff should be able to run the systems in their absence. But if there should be a problem, there's an opportunity there for those problems to be seen by the principal and or by the board, because the finance director is not in the position to actually manage the message. So finance director, and also if you were seeing some concern, that's when you do your audit, when your finance director is not in position to try and manage the audit. So, you know, fairly challenging tip, but I think it's a common practice in other sectors that we don't do in our sector. The other common practice I found, being a trustee of a number of charities and some commercial organisations, it's normal in board meetings for the executive to be asked to step out at the end of every meeting, just so the board can have a private conversation. Now, if it was going well, that's most likely to say they're doing a great job, aren't they? And or saying, how are we doing as a board and how are we functioning? Are we asking the right questions? If it's going wrong, though, it gives space for a board member to say, I'm not really sure what we're doing here. I'm not sure I'm really understanding what's going on, or I've heard that this is happening. If the chief executive and or the finance director is in the room at that time, there's not the space to have those types of conversations. So the tips Sandra and I had were, aside from the other things about manager finance as well, obviously, is triangulate, have independent sources of information what's going on within the college, consider your finance director's well-being by sending them on leave properly occasionally, and also to give space for the board to have private conversations about how the organisation is functioning.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Why not click subscribe so you can be informed when the latest next individual podcast or podcast mini series from FE News are going to be released.